The Museum of Fine Arts Boston is receiving a major gift of works seized by Nazi forces in the late 1930s. It's taken decades for the donor's family to recover the 186-piece collection, which includes jewelry, books, and paintings. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the journey the art took from Vienna, Austria, to Boston.
One of the works confiscated by the Nazi forces is a Dutch painting of a man on a horse. But instead of showing the front of the canvas, MFA curator of provenance Victoria Reed points to the painting's wooden stretcher on the back.
It's kind of like the painting's passport. It has these marks and labels that help us trace its movement over time.
It's been Reed's job to research the gift's history of ownership. The collection was originally amassed by the Baron and Baroness Alphonse and Clarice de Rothschild of Vienna. They were part of the internationally successful de Rothschild family of bankers, and Reed says they bought this painting for a record-breaking price at auction in the 19th century.
When the Nazis confiscated the collection, they assigned every work of art a number. And that number was preceded by Alphonse de Rothschild's initials. So you see on the painting AR857 written in several places.
The painting, along with other works from the family's collection, were put in storage in Vienna, went to an abbey, then moved to abandoned salt mines. Reed continues to trace the journey on the work's back.
The Allies put their own inventory number on the painting, 4071, which you see here.
It's true. It tells a story.
And it's the story of de Rothschild heir Bettina Burr's family and their quest to recover their collection.
Namely, that it was taken by the Nazis in 1938-39, and then it was recovered after the war. Eventually, came back to the family.
But some pieces took different paths than others. Part of the collection stayed in Austria. Some pieces were recovered by Burr's grandmother, including this painting. Her mother picked up the effort in the 1990s. Now Burr, a 68-year-old former teacher and MFA board member, is giving the recovered works to the museum. MFA director Malcolm Rogers is grateful for the gift. He says Adolf Hitler actually had plans to put the Dutch painting and 13 other works from the family's trove in his own museum he wanted to build in Linz, Austria.
The grandiosity of those plans, the fact that the effort to build the collection was Europe-wide, while he was concentrating on conquering the world, art had such power for him.
Bettina Burr says she's proud of her mother and grandmother's efforts and calls this moment a homecoming.
To have these pieces finally be in one place and know that they will be cared for and perhaps admired.
An exhibition of the de Rothschild family treasures opens at the MFA on March 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.